keep your yipe on the road. Make sure that your blind spots are properly uncovered. No snow. All visibility is nice. And then you head out on the road, right? Do remember, uncover your license plate of any kind of thing that's blocking it, because that could be an unwanted ticket, right?
All Quebecers, we must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends are prohibited, and travel between regions should be avoided. In red zones, it's also forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the specific measures addressing the situation. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I love my space. I love my work, and I love my routine. And for me to break that for somebody, it would just have to be like a really special person that fits into that puzzle and that is supportive of the things I'm doing. It'd have to be somebody that has taste in music. It'd have to be somebody that, you know, that I get along with so much to the point that when we're separate, I'm feeling like I can't function properly without their presence. I have come across it a few times.
Yeah.
I've yet to be able to hold on to it for whatever reason. But yeah, I just really
honestly.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Honestly, I'm trying to stay focused. You must think I got to be joking when I say I don't think I can't wait. I just need it now. Let it swing my way. I just need some dick. I just need some love. Tired of fucking with these lying niggas, baby. I just need a thug. Won't you be my plug, ayy? You could be the one, ayy. Can start with a handshake, baby. I'ma need more than a hug. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say yeah. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Oh, nah, baby. Give it to me like you need it, baby. Want you to hear me screaming every breathing. I don't need a reason, baby. I want it till you can't fight. I can get it to you right, baby. Oh, I wanna be a healing. I can be real good. Please don't get in your feelings. Hey, I need some love. Hey, I need some love. Hey, I need some love. Hey, and you can't judge.
You don't really call on me like you should. Think about roll through the hood. Problems, but everything's all good. My love, your nigga doesn't want smoke with me. Nah, no way. Trust me, it's all okay. Trust me, it's all. You just need someone that's calm and patient. Submission, domination.
Arch back, deep stroke, white wine. We smoke, that's my best combination.
You just need some dig with no complications. You just need some. You just need some. Late night attention, unconditioned. All that you're missing, my babe. Fucked up,
Shouldn't even have to justify. I get it, I'm on your side. Guys get their way all the time. Besides, pleasure not meant for one side. You should just do what's best for your mind. How about I just take my time? You call up my line, I fall up inside you. Girls need love too, I know.
Girls need love too, yeah.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, much of y'all, good morning. Welcome to The Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice, they hate that it's me. I'm alongside Larina. What's going on, Queen?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. There's a lot of things I want to talk to you about today. Some of our top stories, Quebec reports 1,121 new coronavirus cases. Our Premier Legault blasted the PQ leader for mentioning his son's Larina. Montreal mayor calls on Ottawa, Quebec to help fight gun violence after teen girl's death on Sunday. Larina, 81% of Quebec university students felt psychological distress last year. Ex-politician details racism in Ottawa and her blowout with Trudeau. That's going to be a real interesting story. And Montrealers now, Larina, can now get their gas pump right outside their home and have it fueled up without even leaving their homes. So a lot of interesting things going on. We also have an amazing list of guests this Friday. Some of our vendors who are going to be giving out prizes that are going to turn into giveaways on our Speed Dating event. So we have Sarah Gagne. She's a kinesiologist from her company Saga Fitness. We have Fallon Renner from Woke Conscious Skincare. We got Tony from Cream Clothing. And we have a great interview with the figure skating, the Montreal figure skating sensation. I call him Larina Blades of Glory. We have Elijah Balde on our show. He garnered 6 million TikTok views, 13 million IG views off his unconventional figure skating routine. So he's a national star right now. So I got a chance to down him and break that down. But last night, Larina, we were on Clubhouse. The Morning Detour was on Clubhouse. Myself, Kay, and Akeem, the comedian, we hosted an interesting room asking how come men don't like online dating. Now, specifically, Larina, I want to talk about how come black men don't like online dating, but I want to keep it general. I don't want to make too much about race. But in studying this, eHarmony and Stats Can have a very interesting stats that show that 53% of people lie on their online profile. Larina, is nobody real? Is nobody real on social media?
I could believe that, because just look at your Instagram feed. Everybody's lying.
But what I don't get, when I sit in the room last night in Clubhouse, is like, why would people lie? Because eventually you're going to have to see this person. Eventually, like, if you lied about your job, they're going to know that your job isn't your job. Why would people lie if ultimately, in the end, the truth will come back to the surface?
Maybe they feel like it's not going to be serious. It's just short-term relationships. So they won't get that deep where people will start, like, revealing their true selves. So it's just, like, short-term connections.
Yeah, that was so wild. And how do you feel about people that shoot their shot on IG? Do you think it's less? There was a guy in the Clubhouse that was saying that people that shoot their shot on IG does come off a little bit desperate. And other people are saying that you got to take chances in life sometimes. Like, even for the speed dating, you can't go into it looking like, you know, I'm going to find a love connection tonight. Just, you have to go into things with an open mind. I think enough people don't do that.
I think you should shoot your shot. Life is short. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So I say for everybody, especially in the time that we're in now, definitely shoot your shot. But, you know, don't be corny. That's the only thing.
All I'm saying, Larina, is that the internet's a wild place. And I would hope that people would be a little bit more genuine with their online profile or their IG profiles. But speaking on relationships, Netflix, I don't know if it was last week or this week. Netflix, boy, they have me in my feelings. Netflix has a great movie called Malcolm and Marie. If you haven't seen
that was really good.
If you haven't seen Malcolm and Marie, people, I don't know what you are doing. So Malcolm and Marie stars Zendaya, and she's fabulous. And I know a lot of us grew up watching her on Disney, and then we saw her in Euphoria. And a lot of us kind of disconnect the childhood Zendaya and the adult Zendaya. I think this movie was her welcome party to adult acting hood, right?
Definitely.
Starring Zendaya and John David Washington, you know, obviously Denzel Washington's son. This was great. Tension, painful revelation. It's a character, John David plays a filmmaker and his girlfriend, and they have a romantic reckoning. So it's a night after, you know, his movie is just doing, is doing really well, and they come back and there's a lot of beef. Man, Lavina, it had me on a roller coaster. The part when he's arguing with her and he's still eating the mac and cheese. I was like, wow. I was like, wow. A lot of people feel a little bit divided about this. Some people say this is really toxic. Some people felt that she, you know, I don't want to give away no spoilers, but some people felt that, you know what, she should have, the ending should have been a little bit different than what we got. You know, I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
And then some people felt that if it was refreshing to see a man and a woman be brutally honest with each other about themselves and about their relationship. Now, that aspect, Lorena, I do get. But what I want to ask you now, at what point is too much truth too much? Like, I understand you want to express yourself, you want to express how you feel, you want to express how certain situations made you feel. But at what point do we turn the corner where it's like we can't even go back? At what point where are things said that we can't walk it back? Because in that movie, there was a couple moments, even like in the first argument, I was like, boy, I don't know how we gonna come back from this.
No, it was stressful to watch. But I think it's been, like, on her point, I think it's a lot of stuff that she was holding in. So I feel like when something is bothering you, it's something that even I have to learn too. You have to say it right away, because if not, these things build. And so when you reach that point, you just explode and you say all these things one after the other. So I feel like they should have had maybe conversations before, but then it could have been something where maybe he's really difficult to talk to because we see his reaction for certain things, whether it's big or small.
Yo, listen, I have to watch it two more times. I hit up our friend of the show, Focus. I said, Focus, watch the movie. He hit me up. He's like, you trying to trigger me, Weez? I said, try to trigger you. I would love to sit down with you and have a conversation about it, because there's a lot of things that were said. Like, for example, that scene when she's in the bathtub and he's basically breaking down to her that the movie wasn't about you, but it was basically a combination of different experiences I had with various women. Do you think he was oversharing in that scene? Because he's really throwing it in her face, because she's trying to say, yo, you did a movie about me and you didn't even thank me?
I feel like he was being petty. He was trying to just break her down, and then he goes and he built her up with, like, love. Well, what he thinks is love, I guess. So I don't know. I don't think it was right. I don't think he knows how to properly communicate his feelings. But yeah, that was stressful. There was a lot of scenes in the bathroom, in the bedroom. I was just like, oh, I don't
sex
know.
Sex was a trigger too. That was another good point to point out too. A lot of people kind of pad their issues with sex. And you notice in the movie, every time they were about to have sex, another corner of the argument came out. Another layer was revealed in their relationship. But I wanted to ask you, would you label their relationship toxic based on that? On that movie that you did, based on that one night. And listen, thank God they didn't have neighbors, Lorena. Because, you know, the PD, the police would have been there. Had that been Montreal, it would have been a very, very different outcome. Would you classify their relationship as toxic based on that one night?
Yeah, I would. I definitely would. It's a mess. It's a mess. Like, the whole night, I was just like, girl, just leave. Just pack your stuff and go.
When he kept coming back, right? You're like, oh, I'm so annoyed. Montreal, I see we've been speaking about the Malcolm and Marie movie, a beautiful black movie. And also like to point out too, this has been a good run of black-led movies the last little while here. Viola Davis was in the one there too. Great acting in that one too. I forgot Miss Boom Boom. I forgot the name of that one. But it's been a good little wave right now.
No, it's a good wave. There's a lot of movies that are
Queen
coming
and Slim
out.
Queen came out too. American Skin. We'll talk about American Skin next week. We haven't watched that yet.
That was amazing.
Oh, I haven't watched it. It was good?
It was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Listen, they got to put Spike Lee in like a special filmmakers hall of fame. They got to put Spike Lee for black, and not just for Black History Month, just for filmmaking history. The dude is amazing.
He is. He deserves all the flowers. He's done a lot.
Zendaya. The range. Oh, my last argument. I was arguing with somebody last night, and I was telling them that the girl that played in Queen and Slim, she couldn't have played this. She couldn't have played this role. The emotional range that Zendaya took you through, I felt transported a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was deep. Malcolm and Marie, people, you guys got to watch that. You guys got to watch that. So, you know, it's the morning detour. We have a slew of guests, Sarah Gagne, Fallon Renner, Tony from Cream Clothing. We have Elijah Balde, Montreal figure skater. And, of course, we're still promoting the morning detour speed dating event. This Saturday, get your tickets.
The morning detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Mano!
Ochi Park.
I know when things got bad, but I don't know how this happened. Tell me if it's the same for you. I know you do, but
you on your Snapchat, talking.
I just hope that you do the walking, cause I wanna put you on my shelf. Introduce you to the flashy shit.
You're like driving with no seatbelt on.
That I could take it back. Said some things I shouldn't have said. Meant it at the time. I know I take it way too far. Can't believe that you're tied down. You and me don't fit sides now. Fantasies are the stars now.
You're like driving with no seatbelt on.
Drop off, get your old bitches out talk. I ain't never seen it down south. Goddamn, I wanna undress you. I wanna impress you, but I ain't gonna stress you. I wanna undo the things I said before. There might have been this wedding.
Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser, Lorena in the building. Now it's about that time for us to do a little bit of local and international news. So Lolo, Quebec reports 1,121 new corona case viruses, 37 more deaths globally. The province COVID-19 cases has reached 273,847, while recoveries now top 252,000. The health crisis has led to the deaths of 10,149 Quebecers since last March.
That is crazy.
Wow!
That
We've
is crazy.
Lost 10,000 Quebecers? Man, we gotta get to the light, to the end of the road of this. We gotta get a vaccine. We gotta put something in place. I feel like we're almost, man, when it's all said and done, we probably would have been in this pandemic for about 2 to 3 years.
Honestly, I feel like it's gonna be minimum 2 years.
Well, they're saying the number of hospitalization related to the virus continued to drop on Thursday. There are 874 patients in hospital, a drop of 44 from the previous day. I guess we'll take any win we can at this point, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh boy, they getting catty on Parliament, Lolo. They be beefing. Legault blasted the PQ leader for mentioning his son. Say what now? says his wife was shocked. You're Premier of Quebec. You don't think people going to talk about you? I guess family's supposed to be off limits. But hey, listen.
But when you're a public figure, like, your family's still going to get talked about, unfortunately.
So Montreal, walk with me. Let's get to this story here. So on Thursday morning, Premier François Legault called out Parti Québécois leader Paul St-Pierre Plamondon for mentioning his sons during remarks at the National Assembly. He goes on to state, what shocks me and what I want to say to Mr. St-Pierre Plamondon, the premier said, is the politics is pretty hard. We should leave children out of it. So how do you feel about that, Lamina? Should we leave family and children out of it?
I think we should. I don't think people should talk about other people's kids. I feel like kids are off limit, but unfortunately, it still happens. When you're in the public eye, like, they still come for your family.
So look where the dispute stems from, Lorena. Right? So the PQ leader made reports on Wednesday stating that François Legault doing snowboard in his backyard, by the way, with his children in the backyard, is a violation of public health rules because they're not living in the same household.
What?
So he was mad because he was saying a picture surfaced of François Legault with his son snowboarding in their backyard.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the PQ was saying that that goes against the health violation because the two sons, apparently, he was under the impression the two sons didn't live with Legault. So his comments was referring to a widely circulated photo of Premier sliding down a makeshift snow ramp in his yard. It's good to see the Premier is having fun. You know what I mean? It's stressful times, right, Lorena?
That's what I said when I saw it. I'm like, well, at least you're having fun because the rest of us.
So the leader accused Legault of staging the photo, pointing to it as an example of what he called the Cox communication strategy. After critics pointed out that Legault's sons live with him, St-Pierre Plamondon later took to Twitter to withdraw his statement. All this to say, they're getting very, very petty on Parliament, which isn't nothing new. But you're going to see how, like, this is just a larger form of how they're saying, hey, if you see your neighbors breaking the rules, call us. This is just another larger form of dry snitching, right? Now, Valerie Plante trying to get busy. I already told y'all, it is an election year. No, Lorena, don't laugh. They're trying to push the issues. We must push the issues. So Montreal mayor calls on Ottawa and Quebec to help fight gun violence after teen girls' death. So Montreal mayor is calling on Ottawa to take stronger action on banning handguns after 15-year-old girl died in a drive-by shooting in the city on Sunday, which is a really, really sad that happened, these drive-by shootings.
Yeah.
So Valerie Plante told the city's executive committee on Wednesday that cities alone cannot bear the responsibility of fighting rising gun violence and illegal weapons trafficking. Plante asked Ottawa to take action to limit the use and sale of handguns in the same way it did for assault weapons and to help better control the movement of firearms. So the federal government last year banned some 1,500 models of assault-style weapons, meaning they can no longer be legally used, sold, or imported. Premier Justin Trudeau also promised to move ahead with legislation letting municipalities ban handguns, but Plante said it makes more sense for the federal government rather than cities to take the lead on controlling weapons since they can easily be moved from one jurisdiction to another. What are we going to do with these guns? What are we doing with these guns? Is there too many guns in the streets? Are these guns a little bit too easily accessible, Lorena? We need stricter gun laws. I thought since the shoot at Dawson, we was going to tighten up the belt on this.
But that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like these things were asked years ago when these big tragedies happen, and we're always seeing different people getting killed by gun violence. So I thought that we've asked for this before. So I'm hoping this time something does get done.
But also, you know, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Even if we put in place legislation to kind of ban handguns, to kind of restrict them, make it a little tougher to get, make it a little tougher in terms of penalties if you're found with an illegal handgun, I still think that the illegal market is still so strong and so prevalent that there's still going to be guns accessible. Like, there's a black market. There's a dark web that nobody talks about.
It's not, like, whatever they do, it's not going to, like, make the, all the guns disappear. Like, I know that's not going to happen. That's right. Not reality. But I mean, if it's a little harder for people to get them, like, I think that would be better than just having, like, you know, easy access to it.
I didn't know Quebecers love guns like that. That's crazy, but we have to find a solution to this handgun thing. That drive-by was really sad. But speaking about sad situations, a new study came up with some evidence about last year in students. 80% of Quebec University students felt psychological distress last year. No surprise to anybody, but we have concrete numbers now. So a new poll on behalf of the Quebec Student Union found that 80% of Quebec University students experienced high levels of psychological distress and struggled with mental health in fall 2020. So the Markham and Fern Léger surveyed about 1,209 members of the province's university student community to paint the most complete possible picture of the state of the student's psychological health during the fall 2020 semester. So let me hit you with some numbers here, Larina, and it's pretty astonishing. So 51% of students surveyed said their level of psychological distress had increased since the beginning of the fall 2020 semester. 39% reported moderate to severe anxiety symptoms. It's amazing how crazy this is. While 52% of respondents said they felt a need for psychological support, 77% said they did not seek professional help.
Wow.
Half of you guys is hurting, but the majority of you guys won't seek professional help.
But is it a thing of, like, maybe money to go get the professional help?
But universities and schools have counselors for this. They have people in place that, like, that's their job. And we're going to get to that in a few, because there's stats on that as well. But there's counselors in place in these universities and colleges as well. The majority of those students, 52%, said they didn't seek help due to the lack of time, while 47% cited the high cost associated with counseling. So that's part of the reason, too. A lot of them was like, well, listen, a little bit too expensive, $150 plus to sit down with a therapist or a psychotherapist for an hour. Most students, 72%, reported feeling more isolated than the year before, obviously because of COVID-19, and 65% identified their workload as their main source of stress. Are the students overworked? Are we giving them too much courses within a semester? See, imagine already I hate saying this, in the normal, when it was normal, the course load is already heavy, but you added the extra stress of a pandemic, isolation, so forth and so forth. Yo, man, listen, man, it's a perfect storm. 35% of respondents said support services offered by the university had decreased during the semester. So now when we really need the services, they're decreasing. Larina, why doesn't anything ever make sense?
It never makes sense. And the thing about it too, like, I know people that are currently in university. For me, when I went, it was stressful working and then to pay for school and then going to school. But even during this time, like, a lot of teachers aren't, like, making their course load smaller or lighter for the students. They're still packing on a lot of stuff. So they have to do everything plus this crazy amount of work. I feel like there should be more resources for the students. Again, something too also with the money to make it more easier, more accessible for them as well.
The survey also found that 7% of respondents had serious thoughts of suicide, while 3% had made one or more suicide attempts in the 12 months preceding the survey.
That's sad.
Really, really sad, man. Really sad, man. We got to look out for our student, man. These are our future engineers, creators, you know, artists, all of that, man. Our future professionals. Listen, man, we got to boost our resources. You know, the counselors and stuff on the school grounds. We got to boost this up a little bit here, man. This is crazy.
I found something actually online. I am going to post it on the Detour social media page. I'll do that today. And it's like it's an organization, and they raise money to help people receive, like, different type of counseling and therapy, so people can apply to that as well, and that can help pay for some of those different types of therapies that you want to take. So I'll post that, because that is a good resource for people.
Well, listen, very good, Larina. That's very important, man. The help is there. Trust and believe that, people. So now, Larina, we were talking last week about things in Parliament and the government, how there's, you know, toxic environment, working environment. The drama continues. Fake as F, because I can't say bad words on the morning show. Fake as F, ex-politician details racism in Ottawa and her blowout with the Prime Minister of the country, Trudeau. So Selena Caesar Chavanez said Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tokenized her and was angry when she resigned. I quote her saying, "I had to ask him, MF, who the F do you think you're talking to?" She said this to the Prime Minister. You know she was tight, Larina. You know she was tight. She go, you know, she goes on to quote Nina Simone, "You've got to learn to leave the table when love's no longer being served." You got to know to leave the table when love is no longer being served. Nina Simone.
Period.
"There was no love," said Cesar Chavanez, a former Liberal member of Parliament representing Whitby, Ontario, and a former parliamentary secretary to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. "They don't want me there," I'm quoting her and saying. In March 2018, Bernier, then an MP for Beauce, Quebec, criticized government funding for a program for racialized Canadians, tweeting that the goal should be to live in a colorblind society. How so? In response, Cesar Chavanez tweeted that using colorblindness as a defense contributes to racism. I totally agree. I quote her in saying, please check your privilege and be quiet. Cesar Chavanez said in a comment that sparked a massive backlash on Twitter and resulted in Bernier accusing her of being anti-free speech and right-wing commentators calling her racist. But Chavanez says she didn't hear from most of her liberal colleagues. Imagine that you go on the defense, you're fighting against systemic racism, and your own liberal colleagues, no support, no backing. It wasn't until the hashtag Here for Selena became a thing, and weeks later, the Prime Minister acknowledged her. Isn't that crazy, Lorena?
It's crazy, but I'm not surprised.
Well, listen, apparently the incident is one of many allegations of racism and tokenism and microaggressions Cesar Chavanez wrote about in her new memoir, Can You Hear Me Now? And I think Wipka is doing a presentation of that book as well later on today, so I know you're going to present that in your community updates. So in her book, Can You Hear Me Now?, which came out on February 2nd, she details all of this. Oh, we have to get her on the morning. We have to get her on the morning detour. I need to know more. In an email statement, a spokesperson for the Prime Minister's office said Trudeau has deep respect for Cesar Chavanez. So, Mr. Trudeau, where was the support when Bernier was coming after her? We should live in a colorblind society. How are we supposed to live in a colorblind society when we all don't have the same shape and shade? How's that supposed to be? Like, we're all supposed to pretend that we're all purple?
Look, How's that work, Larita?
How's that work?
You're asking the wrong one because I have no clue.
I thought Trudeau was for black people. You know, I mean, he did blackface a whole bunch of times. I thought he was trying to be Aladdin for 12 months out the year.
I feel like they're for us when it's convenient.
Boy. Well, I got her book as well, so I'll be taking a read, and we'll try to get her, Selena Cesar Chavanez, on the show for her to say with her own words to talk about her experience being a part of Parliament. Mm-hmm. In other news, let's talk about some dope things happening in Montreal. Montrealers can now get their gas pump right outside their home tanks. That's really crazy. So no need to pump your own gas ever again. It seems as though we can just do about everything in Montreal. You can order about anything now, right, Lorena?
I want to know how that works.
So the company's called Fuel It Refueling Inc. This means there's no need to freeze your butt off in the winter or purposely sweat in the summer while pumping your own gas anymore. This new business model includes a gasoline delivery service using its app. So the pricing is based on a daily average of gas for the Montreal area. As usual, some gas stations might be lower and some might be higher, but the company claims it's always within the range of local gas stations. So already, they're not going to overprice you for this, right?
Okay.
There's also a promotional price of 99 cents per month as a membership fee for the first year, with the first month being a free trial, making this a great time to test out this cool business. So, you know, 99 cents to try it out for the new year, so that's great. So Fuel It offers two types of services: standard delivery, which requires booking 3 hours in advance for the consistent 3-hour time blocks, or overnight. So you can book it ahead of time, they'll come within the 3 hours, or you can book an overnight thing. There's also an emergency delivery option, which costs $5.99 plus tax and fees. This will ensure that your gas is delivered within the hour. Oh, boy, Lorena. Once the request is in, all you need to do is leave your gas tank slightly ajar and fuel it. We'll take care of the rest. It's as easy as that.
No, that's a pretty dope idea. So I think I want to hear from somebody who tries their services.
Now, we should test it out. The company's called Fuel It Refueling Inc. And yeah, man, it's dope. They'll come to your house. They have an app. Leave your tank. You don't even have to see them. You just unlock your car, leave the tank open, they're going to fuel it up, man. Listen, this could be a thing.
I think it's good.
And when I saw it, I was like, yo, what's going to happen to gas stations? They're trying to get rid of the gas station attendants, Lorena. This is crazy.
Yeah, but everything's changing. Everything's on an app now.
I'll also like to highlight, since the Black History Month, the new website helps you discover tons of Black-owned Montreal brands all in one place. From skincare to hair care, you can find everything on this joint. It's called The Black Market. It's spelled B-L-V-C-K. The Black Market is on a mission to connect Black-owned brands to Montrealers. The owners told MTL Blog that they wanted to create a place where people could discover and shop Black-owned businesses all in one location. So it's called B-L-V-C-K, The Black Market, and it's a website that has a ton of Black-owned Montreal brands. So I just want to shout them out. I think that's really, really dope, Larina.
No, I think all of these different people that are putting together these directories, I think it's super dope and really convenient for us.
All right, so that's all I have for the news and the culture. Let's play some more music. You know I'm playing all the Lovers Rock on the Morning Detour. Keep it locked. It's the Mighty CKAT 90.3 FM.
My baby, my Valentine. Yeah, now you don't make it with temperature difference. If you leave me a good time, I swear. You are like the oxygen I need to survive. I'll be honest. Loving the thought of me, I am so obsessed. I want to chop your own heart. Never did it back at this feel. But now make us feel. Yeah, my love wanting to make a bad man see. Pounds and dollars I go spend for your head. Talk all they want, I don't care what they say. Cause your matter, now in my con, they carry for my head. Every night, now you are one, they carry to my bed. Oh, no, no, don't tell me no, no, no. You can be my partner, never ride in solo, no. I ain't got no one lucky, no need to party, whoa. I feel it, what you're doing, know your baby, gotta go. Gotta go, oh, no, no. Your body, they back at me, see, oh, no. Open up, make I see, oh, no. Now you where they got my fancy. Do they do me a Yankee? Oh no 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 no.
They call me. Never want to go, but you got me coming. Why should I be coming early in the morning? Oh yeah, shake it, make it send my money. Call me Mr. Bean, I go make you honey. Hey, give me, baby, make you give me. I go show you love and I go take you to my city, city. Don't need to make a look of pity. You won't make a sing Joe me before you go see me, see me. Fine girl, you know your body bad. Same body bad can make you shake it for Ghana. Here, here, dancing for me, baby, pana. Come and give me show.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Every time, every day again, I you they blow my mind. Oh. I am if you know they my side, baby. If you know they my side, you my baby. Yeah, now you are the fire. Oh. Anytime you call me. I go inside, girl. Make you give me love, and now only you did my mind, oh. But I get one question, where I won't make you answer, answer. If I don't get immortal, would I still drive you crazy? If I don't get money, yeah, yeah. Would you still call me your baby, oh? Yeah, I know, yeah, yeah. Mon amour, yeah. Would you still love me, mon amour? Would you still kiss me, mon amour, oh, yeah. Say you don't believe me, mon amour, mon amour. Girl, I want
Love you no go sour, sour. But I get broke with ya. If I don't get immortal, if I don't get, would I still drive you crazy? Baby, tell me, you. If I don't get the money, if I, would you still call me your baby? Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, mon amour. Would you still love me, mon amour?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. Welcome back. I am Wheezy Moonchaser. This is the Morning Detour. Now, you guys already know, we've been talking about it all show. This Saturday is the Morning Detour Speed Dating Valentine's Day event. And, of course, we've had a slew of vendors and people contributing to the event. And this segment is another one. She has a great brand called Woke Conscious Skincare. It's a conscious, luxurious skincare with natural and minimal ingredients. I'm hearing it's all natural. Friend of the show, you back again. We have the beautiful, talented Fallon right now. How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for having me again.
Well, listen, since we last touched base, I had the bath bombs, I've had the lip balm, and I just got the beard oil. And let me tell you, I'm feeling healthy. I like the luxurious shine to it. I like where Woke is going. So what you guys have been up to since last time you were on the show?
So since then, we've actually done quite a bit of things. We, for the month of February, which is already kind of over for Valentine's Day, we dropped these exclusive boxes, and you're going to see these coming again. For every holiday, there'll be exclusive, very limited edition of boxes of a range of products and even some products that you won't be able to buy out of the box. So that was great. We did that in February, and stay tuned for more of that. But we do have a whole new collection curated for men that I'm super excited about. So we have beard oil, as you tried. I'm glad.
What's in the beard oil? What's in the beard oil? And what led you to create the beard oil for Mel, for men?
Well, I've been wanting to find something for men for a while. I'm starting to find out that not every man likes to take a bath, okay? I don't know why. You guys should. It's really relaxing. So I was trying to find a way to target that market, and I thought a beard oil would be great. I mean, everybody has beards everywhere you go right now. Everybody has a beard, so it's in. And also, I have all the ingredients to really nourish a beard. So when I was trying to think of what to create, what I feel like men kind of really, really need right now, and also what really fits with my mission and all the stuff I already have, was that. So there's a lot of different oils and butters in the beer butter as well. And I especially mix them together to help smoothen, condition, moisturize, shine, as you mentioned too, and even to grow. So there's, especially in the butter, the beard butter has avocado butter in it, and avocado does promote growth, as well as different oils in the beard oil as well, like castor oil, jojoba oil as well is great for growth. That's what's in there. There's also some grapeseed oil, coconut oil as well. For the beard oil, there's two formulas. I have one with a bit of a thicker texture for thicker beards. So there's two different lines for that. And then the butter as well is for the thickest beard is what I guess the butter would
well, listen, finally there's something for men at Woke, because you had the bath bomb. Those are great. Let people know also about the little shower bomb that you recently gave me, that I have to put in the bomb of the shower. What effects are supposed to come from that?
So I'm still working on, you know, perfecting my formula for that. But the purpose of the shower tab is it's more of an aromatherapy. Mm. So you're supposed to put it underneath the hot running water. And as the steam hits, you take a big breath in. And it should give you some aromatherapies, especially for cold season.
Yeah.
The ones that I'm making all have eucalyptus. There's the one that you I sampled you that have the same scent as the beard oil and the lip balm, but then there's another line scent I'm making. It's eucalyptus lavender, and the properties of lavender combined with eucalyptus is really good for decongestion. So I'm working on finding the right formula to give the right amount of vapor sensation without being too overwhelming. So we're almost there.
Well, okay.
And I'm really excited to put that out there because I feel like not everyone takes baths, but everyone does take showers. with the weather and of course with COVID, people are congested. Mm-hmm. So this is a good, great natural way to help with that.
Well, listen, everybody's looking for something natural, everybody's looking for something different, and everybody's looking to support local entrepreneurs as well. So now we've been fortunate to have a special kit from World Conscious as a giveaway for the Morning Detour Speed Dating event. So, Fallon, what's in the box that we're giving away from Woke?
Okay, so for our newest collection that we've come out with, I've created these little bundle boxes. And so the one that you guys are going to be giving away has our beard oil, the Tame Beard Oil, which is the thicker formula. Mm-hmm. And then also there is our lip balm. And there is also, I believe, a bath balm. So right. It's the CBD, a big, large CBD bath bomb. However, it's scented with the new scent that I have for this new collection. It's a fresh, clean scent. And the essential oils that we use to create the scent also promote peace, positivity, and overall wellness. And it also has antiseptic and antibacterial properties. So again, just to bring it back to the beard oil, in that formula, there's antibacterial and antiseptic properties, which is great because it's on your face and a lot of things get in your beard. So it's kind of
we don't like things in our beard, so that's
bacteria free.
So that's a great giveaway. And
I'll just mention that we have other boxes available with a variety of different items. And again, you can find candles now. And these items are really exclusive. We don't make candles unless it's in a box.
Okay.
So it's to go with our newest collection. So once they're gone until we come out with a new exclusive scent that will probably, you know, come and then go real quick.
So, Montreal, a lot of natural things going on here. Woke, conscious skincare. Fallon, Eco Body and Life, luxurious skincare as well, coming to you from Woke. So, we'll be lucky enough to give away one of these Beard Oil special boxes at the Morning Detour Speed Dating event. If you're looking to earn a chance to win this giveaway from Woke, please go to our Detour IG or the Morning Detour on Facebook to get purchased a $10 ticket for the Morning Detour Speed Dating event. Now, Fallon, before I let you go here, can we entice you to be a participant at the Morning Detour Speed Dating event? You know what I mean? Are you going to tend the fate of love? Are you gonna try it out just for the heck of it?
You know what? I've been thinking about it, and online dating to me is a very interesting world. But I do like the concept of this, where right away you get to see them and you can kind of leave quick. So if you're really not feeling that vibe, and I feel like when you are dating online and it's just like swiping and swiping, you can't feel that vibe. Yeah. So I feel like this is a great way to get people to get a good sense of that person before, you know, continuing. So
once again, it's a 3-minute chat. It's private. Us as organizers, we can't see it. The public watching the main stage can't see it as well. There's a leave button. You can leave at any moment. And there's also a connect button. If you do feel a connection, and if that person as well, they could connect at the end of the speed dating event. You guys' information will be shared with each other. So Fallon, we appreciate you. Thank you. Woke Conscious Skincare. That's how you can find her on IG. The Morning Detour thanks you. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I've been all in my phone, I got options. And I don't wanna tell you to drop it. But I don't wanna play your face. Something that makes me look at you too often. But baby, you can give us something. Maybe I can run all the time. baby, I'm talking crazy. I need you running my space, but I need it, baby. I'm late, but I still can check in with you. I know that I need my friend, but I wouldn't wanna leave. And you know, oh, I wouldn't wanna plead, but my heart, my mind, and my body say it. My body's so good and crazy, baby, I'm talking crazy. I need you running my space, but I need it, baby, I'm late, but I still can check in with you.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, Montreal, my city. I'm telling you, we're having all the vendors, all the entrepreneurs in the city on the show this Friday. I want to bring to the show this gentleman right here. He's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman. He's promoted excellence for the last couple of years with his clothing brand, Cream Clothing. Urban clothing brand brought to you by Montreal entrepreneur, Tony. How you doing, Tony?
I'm good, B. Thanks for having me, yo. Thanks
listen,
for having
me. Listen, friend of the show, you know me, I'm a Cream regular.
I already know. Turtle Man's got it all.
So at the beginning of winter, you came back out with the Burgundy tracksuit. I guess you're done with that, right?
Oh, yeah. We're finished with that wave. That wave is over with.
So what's going on with Cream now? Like, what can people expect upcoming? What do you have about to come out? What is popping?
I'll let you in on a couple, you know, on a couple high releases.
Yeah.
I'll let you in a couple high releases. It's some shit I can't even let y'all know, but I'll let you in a couple.
As long as you got something put aside for Weezy. That's all I want to know.
Sure. I got that joint you've been asking me for too. I won't even let him know about that one yet.
So
basically, right now I got coming a red version to my hometown joint. I got a navy blue one that's out right now.
Dope.
I'm about to drop today actually, and I got a red one coming. Basically, I got a whole wave of sweatsuits. I got a tan version to the original sweatsuit coming, like a tannish cream version, you know, basically. Then I got the hoodie that's coming out just with the hoodie. I'm going to make a plush, like, all white version to the hoodie, which is going to, you know what I'm saying, it's going to stand out.
Whoa, nice little going out piece. I need the plush white tone.
Yeah, the nice.
How do you come up with all these designs, Tone? Like, what's your creative range? A lot of people don't know that you're the main brainchild behind most of your designs. Is that not correct?
Oh, for sure. Got a lot of shit going on in the head space, you know what I'm saying? So basically, it's kind of like a process of just getting it out there, but it's also a process of creating a brand. So right now, it's like you kind of hit up one thing. Like, I started with those patch sweatsuits, you know, and I kind of moved from there where, like, I expand on that idea and make that idea bigger and better every time, and then bring in something new, like, you know, like, while they're still like, oh, shit, then you hit them with something new.
Yeah, always coming back with something, right?
Exactly. And the little teaser I got to throw them is, like, I got the newer version of that tracksuit that I switched up that I got coming, but that's for the spring still. That's for the spring.
Okay. But you know I'm going to have the early version in the videos, because you know how I do. I'm Cream all day, every day. You know, you guys already know, tomorrow we'll be doing the Morning Detour Speed Dating event from 9 to 11 on Hoppin. You could get your tickets on Detour 514 on our IG or the Morning Detour on our Facebook page. Cream Clothing will be one of the vendors giving away a prize. Tony, what are you going to be giving away to the lucky winner of our speed dating event?
Since it's Love Day, you know, I felt burgundy was a color, a good color for Love Day, you know. So I threw out a burgundy sweatsuit up in there. So whoever wins that gets whatever size they need. That in the mix.
And is it fair to say that burgundy cream tracksuit is one of your most popular pieces that you've made thus far?
Thus far, yeah. It's one of my most popular colors, that suit. But like I said, I'm trying to like the colors and the combinations I'm gonna give people in that original joint is gonna be crazy.
No, I know how you move.
Like I'm just giving.
No, I know you move, and you know I'll let the City of Montreal know that I've peeked into the creative drawing room of Cream Clothing a little bit. Me and Tony were old friends, and I've seen what's to come. It's a beautiful thing. Black entrepreneur, Cream Clothing, Tony in the building. Now, Tony, before I let you go, Tony, there's been something funny with black men and online dating. I'm not talking about Tinder or, you know, or those hookup apps. I'm talking about, like, okay, real dating apps like an eHarmony or a Christian Mingle or Match.com. For some reason, black men are not that into online dating. So I wanted to ask you here, you being a black man, and I know you're in a relationship and you coupled down, all love to you and all of that. But if you were to hypothesize why black men are not really into online dating, what would the reason be for you?
I don't know personally if it's a city thing or if it's just like basically you're dealing with the fact that, like, I think it might be a city thing that you're not getting those kind of numbers. Because personally, I think that's a cool event.
Yeah.
Like, if I was single, that's an event that was worth, like, you know what I'm saying, going through, having some fun. Me and some women, you know, that's a fun thing, especially in this climate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're making events for this time. And right now, when people ain't doing shit, I don't understand why everybody ain't jumping on that. But personally, I think it's because men are less, like, they're more deterred to date and stuff like that. Like, yeah, they create this world where, like,
they just want to hook up, whether
it's Tinder. Yeah. Exactly. It's about hooking up. So when you create more like a dating atmosphere for them, you're making it more like, oh, so I'm just gonna, like, I'm gonna date shorty, like, I'm gonna pick her up on a more serious term. Like, you know, I can't just spit some game, like, holler at me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I feel like
we need brothers to get into the headspace where we're about having meaningful relationships. And I know people are like, oh, you're saying that now because your relationship. But I always felt after 30, you can't be running the streets sowing your oats.
Real
you
talks.
Have to have substantial relationship. And also,
too, no, real talks.
Whether you're looking for love, whether you're looking for companionship, whether you're just looking for a dope conversation, the speed dating event is dope because it can fulfill all three, if not at least one of those assets for you. Like, we've been locked down for a year and a half. Like, let's have fun. And that's what I'm trying to do with the More Detour and the Running Wolf podcast. Create platforms to create events where we can have fun. I'm not going to let this pandemic get the best of us because it's sucking our life source, it's sucking our energy, and I don't want that to continue no more. So,
exactly.
Tomorrow,
so you need something to turn it up. Let's switch the energy.
Exactly, man. Tomorrow from 9 to 11, the Morning Detour speed dating event. First time ever we're doing this. We're going down on Hopping. You get a ticket at Detour504 on our IG or The Morning Detour on Facebook. Cream Clothing, one of our vendors, giving away a beautiful exclusive tracksuit. Everybody wants it. We're going to have one to give away, and we're going to do a giveaway live on the event. Now, Tone, before I let you go, let the people know where they can purchase some Cream Clothing. Give them the website, the IG, all of that good stuff.
Right now, we're at IG is at creamclothing.co. The website is creamclothing.co. So basically the same, and I'm trying to keep the same format so people just recognize the format. And yeah, either the website or the Instagram, you know, just hit me on either one. Right now I got the Facebook too.
Hey.
Cream Clothing Co. on the Facebook, but we're not moving as much on that, but I'm switching it up this year. So hit me on the IG. We'll be real prevalent. We're trying to get a spot in town real soon, you know. So we'll see how things work out, man. We'll see how things work out.
Well, that's what's up. You know, listen, you always have my full support, true and true. Tone from Cream Clothing, we appreciate you. The Morning Detour.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Let me start by saying sorry. Some days I take your time for granted. You could be the star in my universe if I just took time to plan it. Told me secrets you ain't wanna. Trust is big for you, that's why I'm keeping it 100. Crazy wanna,
bullshit in common just keeps us apart when we should be starting to keep our promises. We could be promising. You say I'm closed off. Let's open up and take our clothes off. I don't want nothing in between us. Nothing there to stop the feeling. I don't want nothing in between us. Got me thinking this might be love. Sorry, just be careful, baby. You know my heart is fragile. Don't say shit that you don't really mean, cause that's just hard to handle. I love how it was when it was just me and you. They know the truth, so we gon' watch how we move. But nothing beats the feeling that you're giving me, even if it ain't forever. Just keep it honest. We made some promises. They got opinions, but that won't change a thing. We got each other. Let's shut the world off and take our clothes off, baby. I don't want nothing in between. Yeah. Ooh, oh. Nothing there to stop the feeling. Yeah. I don't want nothing in between.
CKUT 90.3 FM.